Welcome to the Questionable Podcast. Today we're going to talk about getting rid of the things that our body and soul don't want and don't like. Basically, how to let go, when to let go, how to know what to let go of, whether it's people and relationships, jobs, food, habits, anything you can think of that your body is like, gotta let go of it, that your soul says, please let it go. So let's get to it. Your being doesn't like to hold on to things that aren't good for it. What likes to hold on is our inner ego, the sense of self that is inside, that is very unrefined, that is actually very unaware. There is a part of us that exists purely to live in the place of this is how it is. That's all it wants to know. This is how it is. This is how it works. And it will work very hard to keep the status quo, to maintain the status quo, to keep things how it is, to keep everything familiar until you start to stretch and experience new things and force yourself to become more aware of where that part of you, where the inner ego, where that self is acting, where it is leading, where it is present, and go beyond that. That's why we have this like, oh, push beyond your comfort zone or your upper limit. If you've ever read that book, it's very powerful. It's like a thermostat. A lot of people will say it's like that thermostat in us, that it will maintain the same range of temperature. And then when it hits a certain low, it hits a certain high, it will force things to change so that it can maintain the set range, the set temperature that you deemed comfortable, you deemed what you want, right? There's a part of you said, this is what's safe, this is what's familiar, this is what I know. So that's what it will try to maintain. Now, there's a very big part of us that also works to get rid of the things that your body doesn't like, that your soul doesn't like. Think of it like when you get sick, right? You get a virus in you, you get bacteria in you, you get a fever, you vomit. You need to rest so your inner little immune cells can fight off this thing, can get rid of it, remove it. But this is also true on a soul level, on a mental level, on the relationships that we have in our life. When there are things that are not good for us, and this is very much a defined spleen thing, and the wisdom to be gained by the undefined spleen people of when to get rid of things that are not healthy. The defined spleen knows within an instant, very much in the now, this is not good for me. The undefined spleen people have to learn to gain the wisdom around letting go of the things that are not good, the things that are not healthy. How do you do that on either way, right? Because your mind likes to take control. Your mind likes to say, no, give them the benefit of the doubt, right? When there's people in your life that you know are not good. When there's something wrong with the food that you're eating. When there's something not right about the environment that you're in. When the job you need to get rid of. The habits you need to get rid of. Your body has told you, I don't want it. I don't like it. It's not good for me. But the mind likes to convince us with our conditioning about, oh, we need, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. People mean well. Don't jump to conclusions. Oh, you're being too quick to judge. All that stuff, right? Like verify, give them a chance. Are you sure? A lot of second guessing comes from the unhealthy spleen center. A lot of overthinking is caused from this because we start to let the mind lead and we start to seek the rational and the reasonable, right? We seek the reasons why. Explain to me. Tell me why it's not healthy. Tell me why it's not good. So we live in this world where we have to over explain ourselves when our body just knows and wants to get rid of them. Let's say there's stuff in your life going on that you are experiencing a lot of stress and anxiety, and you find yourself listening to different music than you usually do, or more music than you usually do. Your body is probably trying to tell you, I want to move this out. I want to let go of it. I want to get rid of it. It's trying to give you the environment, give you the stimulus to move it out, to cry it out, to yell it out, to rage it out, to run it out, to dance it out. Something to move it, because your body doesn't like it. It doesn't want to hold on to it. When you have that inner knowing about someone or about some relationship, and you know it's not good, do you trust it, or do you force yourself to explain it? Do you second guess yourself? The biggest gaslighting in the world is how what we do to ourselves. We gaslight ourselves all the time. We convince ourselves why we shouldn't trust our own instincts. We shouldn't trust our own inner knowing. So the point I'm getting at is you have this inner ego that tries to maintain, this is how it is. This is what you need to do. This is how you work, how it works for you. How you work within this world, like this is the framework. And that creates our framework and our mindset. When you become aware of this part, when you become aware of your upper limits, when you become aware and conscious of where these different temperature ranges are, where your minimum and maximum ranges of money, emotional stress, like we all have it. I'm allowed to have this minimum level of stress, this maximum level of stress. And we work to maintain that inner level, that inner range. And we will create things that keep us within that range. The thing that happens in that range is that because this ego part of us, because this inner mindset piece, because this inner conditioning and familiarity range, the comfort zone range exists, our body has to communicate with us in different ways to tell us that's not right. I don't like that anymore. I don't like this familiarity. I don't like this comfort zone. So there's a thing in the human development or self-help, personal development realm where they're like push outside your comfort zone. And there's a time when, yeah, you have to deliberately be like, this is uncomfortable. I am going to do what is uncomfortable. There's also a time when doing things that are uncomfortable just for the sake of being uncomfortable can actually cause us our own trauma. We can be gaslighting ourselves. We can be working against ourselves. We can be doing ourselves a lot of harm because we're not actually listening to what our body wants. We're not actually listening to what our soul wants and needs and what it's telling us. It's still mental. Oh, I'm uncomfortable. I must do this anyways. Face the fear. Do it anyways. Feel the fear. Do it anyways. Push past your comfort zone. Be outside your comfort zone. But if you're being outside your comfort zone and you're not actually listening to what your body's telling you, then you're not actually helping yourself. Then you're not actually stretching your comfort zone and changing that range of familiarity, because the thing about that inner ego and that inner range of temperature of familiarity in our comfort zone is it will adjust and change as you grow. What used to be comfortable is no longer comfortable because you have changed it, you have moved it. And it doesn't have an opinion, it just is. It's not good or bad, it just is. It's what exists. And you get to change that. But the way to change that is to listen to what your body is telling you it doesn't want, it doesn't like, it doesn't need, and to learn to trust in that inner voice and that inner knowing and that inner wisdom. Rather than second guessing yourself, rather than feeling the need to over explain yourself, to try and convince yourself why it is something to get rid of or why it's not, or why you need to keep it longer, or why you should, be polite, be the good girl, don't be rude. All of these conditioned things about how we need to behave and things we need to keep in our lives and the way to treat other people that go against treating ourselves correctly first and foremost. When you start to understand that the familiarity zone, that comfort zone, that temperature range is something that you get to control and change, and it is meant to be controlled and changed by listening to your body about where and when to step outside your comfort zone, where and when to change that familiarity, then you start to walk in a life where changing your comfort zone and being uncomfortable isn't actually so uncomfortable anymore. Where you actually start to walk through life as yourself, and the inner voices and the inner dialogue, they aren't as strong as they used to be anymore. They aren't controlling you anymore. They aren't so hard to hear other things over, or to quiet the voices within, or the conditioning within that says you need to do this, you need to do that. They start to get easier. They never fully disappear. They're always going to be there. That's a part of being human. But they're just less. They're not as strong. They don't have much control, because your awareness is no longer on that familiar zone, on that comfort zone, on those set points, on the conditioning of why you need to stay in those points, on the conditioning that says you need to explain yourself. You're not focused there anymore. You're focused on trusting and knowing my body doesn't want things that are bad for it. So if I'm listening to my body and my soul, I'm going to naturally be able to get rid of the things that it doesn't like, that it doesn't want, that it doesn't need, the things that are incorrect for me, and allow myself to be with things that are correct, with people that are good for me, with people that are for my highest and best, in environments that are for my highest and best. This is the cool thing about understanding your strategy and authority. And it's a lived experiment, right? I'm not saying like, oh, you have to follow your strategy and authority because this is the only way. I'm telling you to experiment with it. And every time someone starts to experiment with it, they start to understand that the value does lie in that experiment, in that experience, in that tool that we all have readily available. How it shows up, the specifics of what that looks like and what that means are different for every person, but you don't discover those things until you start the experiment, and you get to start the experiment 5 steps ahead, 10 steps ahead, hell, I'd even say like 25, 30 steps ahead, because it's giving you very specific pieces to try. If you're a generator type, you respond. If you're a generator type, you are enveloping and you are responding. You're generating energy. Your response is a very physical thing. It is very much a energy generates, power turns on, you move to do the things. When you get a yes, when there's a no, everything shuts down. When you follow your authority, whether it is a sacral authority, emotional authority, you have the ability to understand that it's putting you on the right path, putting you in a place where it does the work for you to tell you what's correct, what's not correct. What's good for me, what's not good for me. Same thing with a projector, reflector, manifester. Your strategy and authority are the places where you get to learn and listen to the direction of what is it that's correct for me to push outside my comfort zone? What is it that I'm supposed to be letting go of or doing or moving or not having in my life? What isn't good for me? What isn't healthy for me? Very specifically. Because your body doesn't like it. Foremost, like that is the basic thing that we need to understand about our body, about our soul. It will tell you when it doesn't want something, when it doesn't like something. We have to be the ones to listen to it. So if you need a question, my question would be, where are you not listening to your body and soul? Where are they telling you, I don't like this, I don't want this, I don't want them, it's not healthy for me, I don't need this, whether it's a person, a place, a habit, an experience, a relationship, a bedtime routine, a food. Where are you feeling the need to be rational, to be reasonable, to explain yourself about why you don't like it, you don't want it, you want to get rid of it? If you didn't have to explain yourself away, if you didn't have to be reasonable and rational and explain why you don't want something, What would you get rid of? What would you change? Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Questionable Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow along so you're updated whenever there's a new episode. And follow me on Instagram at rebel.rose.life. There's a lot of other content and information available over there, and that is the best place to reach me when you have questions of your own or comments about content and things that are going on in your life. I love to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.